This goes to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-875-5023. Regarding Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, middle initial L, like Larry, Blackburn, B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N, date of birth 12/29 of 1940. Dear Ms. Akers, this is a consultation for Mr. Blackburn, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease. And it was noted he had abnormal kidney function as far back as 2014. Creatinine level of 1.2 and estimated GFR 59. February 2nd of 23, creatinine 1.2, GFR 60. March 1st of 24, creatinine increased to 1.37 with GFR 51. March 15th this year, creatinine 1.32 with GFR 54. And 4/5 of 24, creatinine 1.37, GFR 51. And last level, 6/14 of 24, creatinine 1.49 with GFR 46. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease and feels like he empties his bladder fully, no leaking, no incontinence. He empties fully during the day and has nocturia once per night regularly, no more, no less. He denies any current chest pain or palpitations. No dizziness or headaches. Blood pressure is usually well controlled at home and slightly higher in the office. No shortness of breath or cough or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He's been evaluated for asymptomatic bradycardia, and that his 24-hour Holter monitor revealed mainly sinus bradycardia with a few PVCs, but not excessive. He was recently found to have an elevated PSA level, and that will be evaluated also with a recheck level by you. He's been hard of hearing. He denies excessive swelling of the lower extremities, although there is some present. He did report that he had a real dark stool once in June, the end of June of this year. He's wondering if he'll need a colonoscopy because of that. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, asthma, skin cancer of his ear, history of elevated liver function tests, history of arterial atherosclerosis, history of anemia, asymptomatic bradycardia, elevated PSA, hard of hearing, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, his last colonoscopy was in 2008 and was reportedly normal. He's had 6 hernia repairs and no other surgeries to his that he can remember. Social history, he is an ex-smoker. He quit many years ago, currently does not smoke. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is a widower and lives alone, and he's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease and hypertension. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he has multiple drug allergies. Acefex, Biaxin, calcium, Celexa, Crestor, hydrochlorothiazide, Lipitor, Lopressor, methylprednisolone, Prilosec, Protonix, Toprol, Vicodin, Xanax. Medications, he's on lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, zinc, 50 milligrams daily, and a multivitamin once daily. Physical exam, his height is 64 inches, weight 190 pounds, pulse is 50 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 136 over 52, and standing left arm, 142 over 52. No symptoms when he changed position. His tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Pharynx is clear with a uvula that is midline. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, although bradycardic rate at 50. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of edema in right pretibial area, 1+ edema left pretibial area. No ulcerations or lesions. Sensation and motion are intact in lower extremities. Fetal pulse is 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 6/14 of 2024. Creatinines were previously listed, but this was creatinine of 1.49, calcium 8.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 2.6, PSA was 7.36. 4/5 of 24, potassium was mildly elevated at 5.4, sodium 137, GFR at that time 151, 3/15 of 24, potassium 4.9, and his hemoglobin is 15.7 with normal white count, platelets 148,000. And assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with progressively worsening renal function, and 2, hypertension. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan at the Alma Hospital. We're going to ask the patient to repeat his labs now, and we're going to check a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as urinalysis with microscopic, also a parathyroid hormone. And we will probably be doing labs we will do repeat labs based on the findings from the new labs. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.